I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Do you like being interrupted? Someone or something comes in unannounced and abruptly interrupts your thoughts or conversations or workflow, or even your rest or leisure. If I am honest, I do not like interruptions. I remember when I was executive director of a Christian camp that interruptions happened all the time. It was the normal flow. The kitchen ran out of food for 350 campers. The AC in one of the meeting rooms was broken. The septic system was backed up and not working. The well that provided water stopped. The employee yelled at a guest. The camper got injured. All were unannounced interruptions. Lately in Florida, all Floridians were interrupted, their daily routine thrown out the window due to Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton. They all were affected and interrupted. In Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33, Matthew recounts the miracle of Jesus walking on the water. The scriptures state, "Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, 'Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid.' 'Lord, if it's you,' Peter replied, 'tell me to come to you on the water.' 'Come,' he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, 'Lord, save me.' Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. 'You of little faith,' he said, 'why did you doubt?' And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" First, the disciples did get into the boat, but soon discovered the winds and the waves and the storm was rolling in. Maybe in that moment they felt and thought that they were all alone, that Jesus had forgotten them. But Jesus knew exactly what was going on and what was going to take place. Sometimes we may think, when God tells us to do something for him, and as we start out, he has forgotten us and we feel alone. Or when the storm rolls in, the house shakes because of a hurricane. We are afraid and feel vulnerable, powerless. Well, shortly before dawn, guess who the disciples see? Jesus walking on the water. It must be a ghost, they cried out in fear. Sometimes God allows interruptions to capture our attention. When the hurricane came storming through, did you cry out to God in prayer? Did you think about him, or did you allow your fears to strangle your faith? In the disciples' moment of fear, Jesus speaks and says in verse 27, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." Jesus knew they were afraid, but he was there with them in the middle of the storm to give strength and comfort and deliverance. Peter wanted to be sure and said to Jesus, "If it is really you, tell me to come to you on the water." And what does Jesus do? He says, "Come," in verse 29. Jesus is still inviting all his children and followers to come to him. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest," Matthew 22, 28. Has the interruptions of the hurricanes caused you to become weary? Have you been so fearful that even now a slight breeze triggers worries and fear? Jesus is inviting you and me, all of us, to come. Come to him, and his promise is he will give you rest. Rest that is needed, comforting and peaceful. Rest that replenishes and strengthens your soul. The choice is yours. You can let interruptions ruin your day, or you can let them be the conduit to bring you closer to Jesus. He invites you to come. And like Peter, invites you to step out of the boat and walk on water. Guess what? Peter did for a few steps. The secret was he was looking at Jesus. In the storms and in our interruptions, keep your eyes and thoughts fixed on Christ. Come to him, and he will give you rest. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.